97.7.
And finally, a young woman who survived a deadly car crash will finally be able to build up muscle strength thanks to the generosity of Hot 102.7 listeners. Taylor Ashford sustained serious brain injuries and had to learn to walk again after the accident 2 years ago that claimed the life of her best friend. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
In December 2019, single mother Sue Ashford got the phone call that changed everything.
My daughter had left with friends to go down to Harrismith to work at a festival, and my phone rang. They should have been halfway sort of to their destination by then, and it was a paramedic. Eventually she said to me, "Are you Taylor Ashford's mom?" And I said yes, and she said, "Your daughter's been in a bad accident."
Having been told that her daughter was unconscious, Sue got in her car and started driving to Harrismith.
I was getting calls on the way through to Harrismith saying that she's been moved to high care, then she's been moved to ICU, and then that it was really serious.
The medical team wanted to airlift Taylor to Joburg for specialised care, but the weather wouldn't allow it, so an ICU ambulance was sent to collect her. Sue drove all the way back to Joburg and was given the news.
She had a diffused bleed over her whole brain with a left-hand brain contusion. She hadn't regained consciousness, but they put her into an induced coma.
Taylor's best friend, who was behind the wheel when the accident happened, died the next day, while Taylor's long and difficult road to recovery was only beginning.
She couldn't walk. She had to learn how to walk again. She was in a rehab hospital for a further 3 months after a month in ICU.
The pair live in a small apartment and they do their best to keep up with Taylor's physio, but given the confines of their home, it's not ideal. Now, thanks to the kindness of Hot 102.7 listeners, we're able to make a meaningful difference here.
Do you think maybe a treadmill might help you?
That would be amazing.
I think maybe we can sort one out for you. How does that sound?
Oh my word, no way. I could cry. Thank you so much. Oh, that's amazing.
We've also arranged some vouchers to make Christmas a little more festive for this brave mom and daughter who've been through so much. And we're sending Taylor a cell phone so she can download apps to help her with brain exercises. At 22 years old, Taylor is not letting the accident stand in the way of a bright future. She's working hard to get her matric. And now she'll be able to build up strength as well on her new treadmill. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.